Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
You know that we are the descendants of joy, praise, and laughter. Amen. But you see, they came into it. They finally got the Word. So you got to get the Word. Praise God. I'm going to tell you something, folks. The Word sends you in the direction of God. The Word gives you the will of God. The Word tells you what God's plans are. So you're going to have to find you a word in the Scriptures. I'm telling you what, if you need whatever your need is, start searching the Scriptures. And you'll go through, and you'll go through. And I'll tell you what, as you're praying over those Scriptures and studying those Scriptures, as you're going somewhere down the line, one of them will jump out of there. One of those Scriptures will jump clear off the page at you. Man, it'll jump off the page, jump in your heart, and you go, whoa, that's God's will for me. That's what I'm supposed to have. That's what God's called me to do. That's me. That's me. Glory to God. I've got hope again. I've got something to believe in. I got direction for my life. I got God's Word on it. See, you can get healed on half a Scripture if God speaks it to you. Do you know that? People have been blessed. I mean, you know, people come in, 10 people getting blessed on 10, the same blessing, and had 10 different Scriptures standing on. Right. See, when I'm needing something from God, I don't go and get a Scripture that somebody else said they stood on. I open my Bible up and find out a word from heaven. I want a word from God. I want something to be an anchor to my soul. I want something that I know that whenever I'm facing my darkest hour, God said it, I believe it, that settles it, and I can run right back over and turn it and say, God, but you said it right here. You told me this is what I am. This is who I am and what I can do. You've already declared it from the end to the beginning and back. This is me, praise God. You stand on it. Amen. Glory to God. I got the Word spoken into my heart. Second thing he did. Let's go on. Praise God. Verse 19. And being not weak in faith. Bless God, I guess not. He's got the Word on it. And since faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, he's not weak now. Amen. See, you're only weak if you don't have any direction. You're only weak if you're out here stabbing in the dark trying to make God do something for you. All right. What are you standing on? What Scripture are you believing God for? Well, just all of them. That tells me you have no definite direction for your life. No. I'm talking about when you went into the throne room of God and you spent time in the presence of the Lord and with your Word opened up and God spoke to you and said, this is my plan for you. Now, what Word are you standing on? Oh, I haven't done that yet. That's probably why you're not standing. That's probably why you're weak. That's probably why you're just treading water out here and have not made any headway. Come on. But Abraham spent time with God. Abraham finally gave up self. Abraham got in the presence of the Lord. Abraham has God's Word. It's burning in his heart. And now that he's got his Word, he's not weak in faith. What's he doing? He considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. See, he refused. Once he had God's Word on it, he refused to look at anything but God's Word. See that? Doesn't say that he didn't acknowledge that he's 100 years old. If you'd have went up to Abraham, you said, you're an old man, 100 years old. He said, I know it. And my wife's 90. I know that too. But I'm walking by faith, not by sight. What do you mean, consider not? That means I refuse to let that determine my outcome. I'm not moved by what I see. Not moved by what I feel. I refuse to take into account and let it dictate to me. I am now being controlled by what God said. Well, you do. Doctors come up and say, but don't you understand? You got a disease. You got to die. I consider not. I understand the disease is attacking. I understand my body's had problems. But I'm telling you what, from this day forth, I'm not letting the disease determine my outcome. I'm letting the Word of God from heaven determine my outcome. I refuse to spend all my time thinking about my problem. That's what Abraham did. He said he refused to walk around looking at his 100-year-old body. He refused to walk around thinking about he can't do it. What did he do? If you're not considering your body, consider Jesus. Hebrews 3:1, the apostle and high priest of our confession. Just keep your eyes on Jesus. Just keep your eyes on the Word. Just stay with God. Amen? Walk by faith. See, that's the trouble. We get up in the morning and the problem's staring us in the eyes. It determines how we act. It determines how we dress. It would determine how we, whether we smile or we frown. It determines whether or not we have joy or we're sad. See, that's considering the problem. That'll cause you to be weak. Does that mean if I'm sick and diseased, don't take medicine? No, we ain't saying anything about medicine, silly. We're talking about refusing to allow that sickness and disease determine your life. The disease says, I got to die. God says, I've got to live. Now, which one am I going to put in front? Which one am I going to think on all the time? Which one am I going to let determine my actions today? Am I going to lay around and fuss and moan and groan and say I'm going to die? Or am I going to get up and act like the Word is God and God is the Word and God's Word to me is to live? Now, tradition and my circumstances may say I'm so poor I can't pay attention and all the bills are in, I'm going to lose it all. But I've spent time with God, and God's given me a word. God said He's going to prosper me. And I've sowed my seed, acted on the word. I've done what faith says. Now what am I going to do? Sit around and worry and sweat it out and go down and consider my problems? Or am I going to consider God? Abraham refused to let the circumstances dictate his life. Dodie Osteen, years ago, I guess over 10 years now, probably closer to 20. But anyway, She was diagnosed with liver cancer, the worst of its kind, and was supposed to be dead in 6 months or less. She's in the hospital. Her son is a physician. He knows what's going on. And so they got him there, and they said, now you can go take some chemo, and we can prolong this for a while, but you'll die. But we can't help you. You're incurable. It's too far gone. John went up there, her Pastor Osteen, and she said, you're not only my husband, you're my pastor, anoint me with oil, you're my covering, pray for me, God will heal me. He anointed her with oil, prayed for her, wrapped her up in a sheet, put her in a chair, snuck her down the back while his son was checking her out of the hospital. He was home before she was checked out. Doctor said you shouldn't do that. Hospital said you shouldn't do that. They didn't sign release waivers. I mean, we might be, you know, this is a trouble. That's why they're all mad and everything, because they're afraid you're going to sue them if something goes wrong. They're covering their hiney instead of yours. Amen? Everybody's afraid they're going to come up on the short end of the stick. So we can't give you any encouragement. I might give you encouragement, and you might not make it, and then I'll get sued. Dear God. But she went home. Devil fought her all the way. But I'm going to tell you what. Instead of laying down and dying, she considered not. The disease determined her day. And I'm going to tell you what. A year later, she walked back into that church healed. Praise God. She's been healed ever since. And she's on the TV every Sunday with him, sharing the word and encouraging the people, letting them know that miracles are still for today. Hallelujah. But folks, if you're going to find it in the flesh, you're going to have to find it like Abraham did. First, he got God's Word, and he knew that's God's will for my life. And the second thing he did, I refused to come off of it. I refused to let symptoms, circumstances, or things stop me from doing what God said I can do. Amen? Third thing, look down to verse 21. Let's jump one and jump down here to verse 21. And being fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. See, the first thing is you get God's Word on it. Second thing is you make your mind up you're going to do what God's Word says, not let the circumstances determine your outcome. And then third, you got to get fully persuaded that God's Word is true and God can do it. Amen. No doubt, God is able to do what He said He would do. I have to get fully persuaded, absolutely determined. Bless God, tie me to a tree, beat me all night long. The next morning, I'll still tell you it's so anyway, because I'm fully, fully persuaded. Why? A little leaven leavens the whole lump. Now, how do I get fully persuaded? What do I have to do to get fully persuaded? First of all, hold your place here and look over in Joshua, the first chapter. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. Glory to God. Here God tells Joshua how to be strong and of good courage. And that's what we want to be, strong and of good courage. We want to be strong in the Lord. We want to walk in the power of His might. We want His will performed in our lives, praise God. Now listen, folks, I'm relating this to healing and whatever, but you can take these principles that I'm teaching and apply them to any area of your life. No matter what area of life you need God to work, what I'm teaching you will work. Just take your situation, find God's Word, and do what we're teaching right now, and you can make it work in your flesh. Praise God. Joshua 1:8, how do I get fully persuaded? Number one, I meditate. I'm going to have to meditate on the Word. He says in Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. What's that mean? If I'm going to get it, I'm going to have to make a full-time commitment to it. Can't go with that thing haphazardly. I can't go at it half-heartedly, folks. If I want my miracle, I'm going to have to sell out to it. I got to sell out to it. I got to meditate on what God said to me day and night. Why? Because if I'm thinking on what God said, I'll not be worrying about what the devil says. Amen? See, if you're not meditating on the Word, you're meditating on the problem. Somebody says, I don't know how to meditate. I always ask this question, do you know how to worry? Oh yeah, I know how to worry. We'll just turn that around, flip-flop that around, and do what you've been doing in the negative and start doing it for the positive. What do you mean? You sit around worrying, wringing your hands, telling people, oh my God, I don't have a moment. Oh, I'm feeling, whoa, the doctor said this and that and that and this and blah, 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 blah. That's worrying. Can't go to sleep, tossing and turning, thinking about, And then you sit there, and if you're under attack physically, you know what you do? You lay in bed and see yourself dying. See your funeral, see your casket, see people walking by. And there you lay crying because, oh, it's such a beautiful funeral. Oh, God. Amen. Worry is meditating in the wrong. You got a wrong vision. You done seeing all the wrong things. You're letting the devil dictate to you and determine what you're doing. So what I do? How do I meditate? Well, I take the Word of God and I begin to think on what God said. And instead of seeing myself sick, I see myself healed.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's Word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link, This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.